T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
In a minute, we're going to have our little junior movie reviewer, Harvey Blanks. He went to see Doolittle.
Yeah.
You know, I saw the trailer for that. Looks pretty good.
Looks really good, doesn't it?
Now, Harvey didn't have a problem. Brad's got a problem that Harvey now wants to start reviewing adult movies. Not like sex movies.
What?
Adult, you know what I'm saying?
Grown-up movies.
Calm down,
like
Brad.
I love that line.
What have you been watching with you at home?
My wife, Juliette, brought it up, and she said, oh, maybe you could go see 1917. You know, it's a historical movie.
Bloody.
Yeah, and I've... Don't
yeah,
know.
He's young. He's a baby.
Is it intensely bloody? I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, it's pretty bloody.
Yeah, it is.
That's war, Patty.
Okay, so put your hand over his face whenever it gets bloody.
Great.
Don't look at that.
I'll tell you what. He asked me what I thought about it this morning. I said, you can't do that. Those are things that live on, like the boogeyman under your bed. If your mom tells you...
You don't get past the trauma of it at a certain age.
You can't get past the boogeyman
under
the
bed. He's 9, right?
I remember...
10.
Plus, you can't trust them, see? I remember when Kathleen was like, I don't know, 5 or 6, she wanted to see E.T.
Yeah.
So I had a bootleg video of it, and
right.
I put it on for her. She lasted till E.T. came out of the cornfield.
Yeah.
And she screamed and ran out of the room. And she didn't see E.T. She never finished the movie till she's about 13.
That's better than my experience.
She said, Dad, remember when that E.T. came out of the corn? That was terrible.
Yeah, if those kinds of things where there's a moment in which they get, like, traumatized by something they've seen, they hold on to it.
Yeah, so I showed my kids Kindergarten Cop because I thought,
sounds like a good movie.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it was all about sex. There was every scene was about sex. They had, like, one scene in the movie with kindergartners, and that was it. And that just totally destroyed my children for life.
That's what happened to that crew.
Yeah.
It's my amazing. Kids were watching Jurassic like Park that. When they were really young,
you
and they loved it.
If you can hear some of the tales that I hear every morning from her about her kids, it's amazing they're still running around.
It all came down to that movie.
And you can blame kindergarten.
Danny DeVito. That little
sex
bald
everywhere.
Danny had to leave the room.
That little bald guy just doing his thing.
Danny, you all right?
Nose rings and they stay out of
it. They got nose rings and you trusted them to do things early on, but they miraculously they turned out all right.
Somehow they're still alive.
Not because of you. 7:58 at CBS FM, and now Patty's got to put on her
on some other kind of face.
Her muzzle face.
So do you... Oh, my muzzle. What am I, a dog?
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Their new movie for kids, Doolittle. I'm pretty sure I'm comfortable with that.
Yeah.
Say that.
That's good.
Not going to be like your Kindergarten Cop.
Cop.
In case you missed it, Sue thought that would be a kid appropriate when the triplets were young.
Yeah, and not so much. One scene with the little kids in the classroom, and
that
the rest
it.
Was
rest
a
of
lot
was
of
on
sex.
Wow.
Violence, yeah.
Mostly sex, I think.
Yeah.
So, that ruined those kids forever.
Yeah. Still living the price.
Doolittle, reviewed by our friend. I'm talking about our junior movie reviewer. Harvey Blanks was there watching it. Let's see what he's got to say.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Patty. Hi, guys. Doolittle. I've never seen Robert Downey Jr. play anyone else. I've only ever seen him fly around in the sky with Captain America and kiss Gwyneth Paltrow. Rest in peace, Iron Man. So, the big thing about this movie is... Dr. Doolittle can talk to animals. Polar bears, parrots, ostriches, squirrels, pretty much all the animals. This movie has adventure, excitement, and some really funny moments. For all the parents that buy the popcorn, I think you'll like this too. It's a great movie for kids to be inspired by animals and have the thought that they could talk to animals one day. Scott, I know you will love this movie because I know you're a big animal lover. I give it 4.5 stars out of 5 stars. Wow. I thought it was really good. Bye, guys.
How about that?
Yeah.
He's come a long way.
Oh, he's wonderful.
Under the careful tutelage of his mother.
I thought I was going to get a couple of it then.
No. Well, a man that toasts a bagel, I think not.
The bagel toaster.
No.
You and the mayor out for a quick bagel this afternoon, huh?
This is the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.